Married at First Sight. Chapter 4219. After the baby was born, Zachary put everything he had learned over the past few months into practice. He was determined to be a good father. Serenity loosened her arms around him and shifted to her side. Zachary let go of her, allowing her to move comfortably. Then, she showered his face with countless small kisses. "Husband, as long as you're here, the baby and I will be just fine. Don't worry too much." After kissing him, Serenity reassured him gently. "You're my rock. If you get nervous, I'll get nervous too, and that's not good." Hearing this, Zachary immediately responded, "Siren, don't worry. I'll protect you." "Okay, I won't be nervous anymore." He placed his hand on her rounded belly. This little one seems more settled, not as restless as before. He had noticed that the baby's movements weren't as strong. Serenity had felt plenty of movement but chose not to say anything. She knew if she did, Zachary would start worrying again. After spending some quiet time together, Serenity urged him to take care of his work. "We'll be heading to the hospital soon. Should I go alone?" "No way. I've been with you for every checkup. How could I miss this one?" Zachary insisted. Serenity sighed. "All right, you can come. But finish what you need to do first. I'll read for a while." Zachary kissed her cheek before heading to his desk to get back to work. As she read, a thought crossed Serenity's mind. She grabbed her phone from her bag and called Liberty. When Liberty answered, Serenity asked, "Sis, how's Catherine doing? Has the fever gone down?" The knife wound on Catherine's right arm wasn't serious, but she had caught a severe cold from being out in the sea breeze. Even after her fever broke, she was still coughing badly. "The fever's gone, but her cough is terrible. She's on N4 and taking medicine, but it won't go away," Liberty said. "Coughs take time to heal. Let's wait a couple more days. Dr. Carden is coming to check on Cameron soon. I'll ask if she's willing to take a look at Catherine too. This is the best hospital in Jensburg. Coughs are tricky, they take time." "We'll wait and see," Liberty replied. "Dr. Carden might not be willing to see Catherine, especially since she was still staying in the hospital." Meanwhile, Lillian had no complaints about constantly flying around treating people. She didn't care whether the illness was big or small. If someone called for her, she was happy to go. She simply didn't want to stay home and be a mother. Fabian, on the other hand, was crying even louder these days. He had been spoiled by the old doctor, and if no one was holding him, he would cry non-stop. Even holding him wasn't enough, he needed to be walked around and taken outside. The moment he was brought back indoors, he would cry again. Even on rainy days, someone had to hold an umbrella and take him out. Tim grumbled about how neither he nor his wife had ever been the playful type, yet their son couldn't stand being indoors. Lillian knew better. She had been just like Fabian as a child, always running around, getting into trouble, and messing with the master's herbs. Her son had definitely inherited that side of her. Liberty asked, "How's Sonny?" Lately, Liberty had been preoccupied, with her nerves on edge ever since Catherine's ordeal. She hadn't had time to check in on Sonny. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4220. Chapter 4220. Sonny's doing well, but it seems like he's distanced himself from the Brown family again, Serenity said. He still answers when Hank calls, but whenever his grandparents visit, he looks annoyed and doesn't want to go over. He won't even pick up their calls. Hank's mother and sister must have been bad-mouthing Liberty and Duncan in front of Sonny again, pushing him away. During the new year, Sonny had started warming up to the Brown family. But who would have guessed that those two would ruin it again? Sonny wasn't particularly close to Hank either. Privately, he had told Serenity that his father wasn't as strong as Uncle Duncan. he probably meant that Hank had never been able to manage his family properly, wasn't assertive enough, and always let his emotions cloud his judgment. It wasn't that Duncan didn't care about his family, he did. But he had his own principles and didn't let his family dictate his actions. Hank, on the other hand, was weak in comparison. People rarely change, Liberty said. I had a long talk with Hank. His mother and sister are his family, what can he do? Back when she and Hank were still married, he had never known how to mediate conflicts. Instead, he would side with his family, insisting that they had a hard life and asking her to be more understanding. When his parents were hospitalized, he had claimed he was too busy with work and expected her to take care of them instead. In short, Hank had always outsourced his responsibilities. He had changed a little after everything that had happened, but deep down, he was still the same. That wasn't something that could be completely altered. Saren, does Aunt Audrey know about Catherine's injury? Liberty asked. Yeah, I told her. Liberty made sure Serenity stayed updated on everything happening in Jensburg. And even if she hadn't, Jim would have told her. Jim was loyal to Zachary, and if Serenity wanted to know something, he wouldn't hesitate to share it. What did Aunt Audrey say? Liberty asked. She was quiet for a moment, then said that Catherine is a strong person and encouraged you to visit her more often. She also mentioned that when Catherine and Mr. Fraser get married, she wants to attend the wedding. I visit Catherine every day. I've also been asking her for advice on a lot of things. Even though Catherine had never officially taken over as the Farrell family head, she had been learning from Clarissa for the past 3 years and had already begun transitioning into the role. Catherine mentioned that after the transition, she might settle in Wildspoon. She doesn't like harsh winters. Serenity had her doubts. No matter how reasonable Catherine seemed, she was still Clarissa's daughter. And Clarissa's death had created an unbridgeable gap between Catherine and the others. Catherine was rational, but at the end of the day, Serenity had her own priorities. Being pregnant, she barely had the energy to handle her own affairs, let alone anyone else's. Some things simply weren't hers to worry about.